This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.
I was a musical kid from the beginning. Ever since I can remember, it was singing and dancing and doing stuff in front of people. I was always a bit of a show-off. And then I remembered that there was a guitar at home and nobody played it. And for me, that was a good enough reason to ask to play the guitar. And I felt I have a good voice, I'll play the guitar, I'll sing songs, I will be very popular at school as a result of that. That's how it started.
And that's how the young Miloš Karadoglić talked his father into enrolling him at a special music school in his homeland of Montenegro, a small, turbulent country in the Balkans. While at school, he discovered the focus was classical music, not the Beatles. His interest began to wane until his father pulled an old recording off the shelf.
So one day when I came back from school, he invited me to listen to something, and he played me this record, and Segovia played Albanitz, and it was the most wonderful and powerful experience of my life up to that point, because it sounded so different and so foreign and so wonderful and so incredible, and I was completely enchanted by this sound and this instrument. And yes, I kept going, and very quickly my fingers started to fly, and it started to be a very, very enjoyable ride.
At 29, Miloš continues that adventure on his second solo recording titled Pasión, which takes us on a tour through Latin America. Several pieces on this new release were written specifically for the legendary Spanish guitarist Andrés Segovia, including Chanson by Manuel Ponsa.
It was this video which I found of Segovia was already very, very old, and there was a video of him in front of this big fireplace. It was black and white, and he was playing this piece. And it's just the connection with every note and this poetry of the sound and approach and attack to the string has just been magical, as always with Segovia, but here even more. Because he worked with Ponce on so much repertoire, and they were good friends even. And then I spoke to my teacher about it, and my teacher said something, and he said that it's probably that he's remembering Ponce when he plays this piece.
Miloš learned Un Sueño by Barrios when he was still a student, and he keeps returning to this piece because the shimmering tremolo effect allows him to be swept away to another place. Composers like Francisco Tárrega established the basics for this technique, but it was Barrios who took it to a new level.
And in the Sueño, it is probably the most complex tremolo work of all the repertoire, of all the classical guitar repertoire which uses the technique. So playing it is a technical challenge, but at the same time he wrote a piece which is so magical and so deep and wonderful that you just have to forget about the technicality of it and just follow your heart with it and get into the piece in the right, correct way, musical way.
Miloš was first introduced to the tango when he traveled to London to study at the Royal Academy of Music at age 16. Probably the most famous tango in the world, according to Miloš, is titled La Comparsita by Maros Rodriguez.
It's when you say tango, you think... there have been many, many arrangements of this piece for the guitar. And because the piece is so famous, I wanted to try something different.
So Miloš approached composer-guitarist Stephen Goss and asked him to give this tango a fresh approach. It opens with very dissonant chords that clash.
So when you start doing it, everyone goes like, oh my God, are these the wrong notes? No, clearly they are not. It's just the way that he wrote it. It is much more avant-garde in style, and for that I like it.
As you listen to Pasión, the second solo recording by Miloš Karadoglić, you'll find plenty to enjoy, from tour de force showstoppers to contemplative works that transport you to another world. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.